Oh, nice. Hungry eyes.
We're all dying in here. Hungry eyes. Good song choice there, Catwalls. Oh, my gosh. We're talking about the restaurant business. That was great. Let me remind you who's joining us for this great conversation. Celebrating 50 years in business, Governor's Restaurant is here. We have Lee and Randy Wadley. And celebrating almost 1 year in business, the Fiddlehead Restaurant, and we have partners Laura Albin and Mel Chaikin. I wish we had a whole nother hour because there's so much more to discuss, but I want to allow the veterans in the house to offer some advice to our, I don't want to call you newbies necessarily, but you know, you're definitely new at this compared to Lee, who's been at this for 50 years. Governor's Restaurant, what would you say to the Fiddlehead Restaurant in terms of, here's what you need to do to still be here 50 years from now?
Well, the first 7 years, I walked through the door at 10 o'clock, and I walked home at midnight. And the only day I had off was Thanksgiving and Christmas. We were closed. If you're willing to work, you should be fine. If you're willing to work and adjust to the customer. Remember, you're serving them. They're not serving you. If you take care of them, and then when you get big, then it starts getting interesting. But see, the biggest problem in the restaurant business is that when I got bigger, you didn't see your customer. You know, you walk through the door, and you got six people that handle every customer that walks through my restaurant, and they all got to be right, or they're unhappy, and that keep you awake at night.
That's very good advice. What do you guys think about that? Again, to the Fiddlehead Restaurant, Mel and Laura.
It's good to get the warnings, and it's nice, you know, to hear from people who have so much experience, and we feel exactly the same way. It's not the mantra the customer is always right, because that is not true. Mm-hmm. The customer is always very important, though. That is the most important thing. They don't have
to come.
They
are the customer.
They don't have to come into your restaurant. You're fortunate when they walk in the door. It's not a right. It's a privilege. So we're, you know, the people who get away will tell 20 people if they had a bad time. You have to notice. You have to be aware. You have to be grateful for everyone who comes in the door. It's honest when I smile at people and say, hey, you know, Mr. and Mrs. Slater, haven't seen you since last Thursday. Thanks so much for coming in again. Here's your table. You guys are awesome. It's that return business that makes you know that you're doing something right. And if you stop seeing those people, you got to fix it. You got to roll with what the customers want. You got to do what they like. Yep.
Randy, again, you've been in the business for 30 years.
Yeah. Yes.
You started when you were
nine.
What advice would you offer these guys or anybody thinking about going into the restaurant business?
To anybody, you have to have a plan. You have to play by the rules, and you have to really have fun. And you can't. It was nice to hear that you don't take yourself too seriously at times. If you don't have fun, above all, then basically. I believe having fun is you really have to do the most important thing in business. That's make a profit. And I think that's what business needs to do. And that's rule number one is cover your own tail. And you only do that by working hard, as my dad said, being there as much as you can, caring, and just paying attention to the business stuff. It's easy to be fun with customers and do that stuff. But if you're not paying attention to where every penny goes, and
right.
this business used to be, if you're a good operator, you could make 6 cents on a dollar, 7 cents on a dollar. I made 8 cents on a dollar 1 year. And now today, it's very fortunate if you can make, from a profit standpoint of view, 3 cents. You're an excellent operator. So.
Okay, great. Well, thank you. We're getting close to having to wrap up. Again, back to the Fiddlehead Restaurant, Laura Albin and Mel Chaikin. What advice would you give to perhaps some young entrepreneurs who are thinking about going into any business, but particularly the restaurant business? I mean, I think it's great that you guys are doing this, and everybody here is really excited to see young people doing this. But what advice would you offer in terms of how to make it work?
Going along with what Randy said, really paying attention to the business end of it, playing by the rules, definitely. Laura and I have, in our experience, learned that if you don't play by the rules, you get shut down, you know? Like, you gotta go with the rules or else, I mean, Yeah. You got to really do that and pay attention, obviously, to the customers. Going in the business, don't be afraid to, you know, to do it. Like,
you're only going to, what did you say earlier, Deb? The worst that anybody's going to tell you is no.
Yeah.
Right.
Definitely. You know,
right.
We have all private investors, and let me tell you how many doors got shut. Hey, can we have some money to open a restaurant? No. We don't have anything to give you as collateral, but can we just have some money?
Right.
That's, as far as, you know, that goes too, to take it aside from that, my advice would be know your business, especially the restaurant business. What you find sometimes, and Mel and I are fortunate, between the two of us, we have about 22 years combined, but, there are some people who think that because they throw good dinner parties that they should open a restaurant. Know your business. You know, if you have been a teacher your whole life, don't just open an accounting firm. You know, it is a business. It's not, it looks very fun from the outside and you're having a good time and it is a show and it's a really good, you know, it's a good thing.
But it's not easy.
It, behind the scenes, you know, people always say, boy, you guys are already at work. Didn't you close at, you know, 1 a.m? Yeah, we're already at work. There's a lot of, this doesn't just magically happen at 4:00. You know, the elves don't come in and make all this, you know, occur. So know what you're doing. But yeah, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to open a business. That's what runs this country. That's what made it great.
Amen.
Do your thing.
Right.
Do your thing.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
And the point also I think is really important is go get some experience and work for somebody else for a while.
Absolutely.
Make sure you really want to do this.
Yeah.
We need to wrap up. Let me remind folks, and Lee, I'm going to give you a chance for final words here. So take a moment and
is
think
that
about
the advantage of being old.
Think about what you're going to say. Just as a reminder, I will post everybody's contact information to my website, debneuman.com, N-E-U-M-A-N.com. So you can get direct links there to the website for governors and the website for the Fiddlehead Restaurant. Lee Wadley, governor, again, thank you for joining us. 50 years in the business, governor's restaurants. Final words for us as we wrap up.
Well, I appreciate you inviting us here. And, you know, it's been a heck of an occupation. I mean, I'm here, and I'm in my mid-70s, still alive, and having fun, causing my son all kinds of problems. And it's been a good business. It's a pressurous business. If you can't handle pressure, I would suggest something else. But and I love to see young kids like this going in. This is fabulous. You know, they'll get gray-headed like me.
I already have one. Not one yesterday.
One down. All right. Well, thank you to my guests. What a great show. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you, Cat Walls and Command and Control, for the great food tunage. And thank you so much for listening to Back to Business this week. I'm your host, Deb Newman, and I'll be back here next week with another great episode of Back to Business.